So one of the other things that came up was the idea of safety that was emphasized in this as well, that there's safety in truths. The truths that there is a sense of safety are those truths that have been worked into our life, not what we hold to necessarily intellectually. Another thing in logopraxis is the idea that the safeguard is not having perfect doctrine or having some sort of systematic doctrine that's, you know, like all the ducks in a row kind of thing. That's not where safety is found. The only place that safety is found, so far as the spiritual life is concerned, is in a willingness to practice the word, to engage in self-examination and repentance. That's what keeps us safe. So it's the difference between an experiential knowledge versus an intellectual or academic type of knowledge. That sort of knowledge is necessary for a time, but it's not what it's about. What it's about is charity, and the first of charity is to shun evils as sins. So it's to do that inner work, and then the exterior things take care of themselves from that. And that's, you know, that's an emphasis that's definitely in logopraxis. That's probably a little bit of a different emphasis to the understanding of charity that most of us have, you know, grown up with. So the first of charity is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. So that's the one of the, I think it's the opening statement in the little work, charity. Actually, it's a good exercise just to run through the headings in that little book, because it's all about inner work and responses to that inner work. The things that are more external, so far as what we commonly call charity, are referred to in the Arcana as the benefactions of charity. They're not charity itself. Charity is to love truths, to love the neighbor, to love the good that comes from truth. And that good is the practice of truth. That's where the good of truth comes from, is through the practice of truths. And that's what charity is. That's loving truths, which means doing them, right? So to love truths is the neighbor, because they are closest to what is good, or because truths lead to good. That's why they are the neighbor. That's the spiritual church in us, is that love of truths.